I was sending Pastor Aji some monies on yesterday. And the young woman said to me, I said, I'm sending this to Ghana. She says to me, is it domestic or international? I said, it is going to Ghana. I'm simply asking you the question. Is it domestic USA or international? Of course, I looked at her. I said, it's going to Ghana. Ghana. East Africa. So is it international or domestic? I said, it's international. That's this mindset. Now, I take that analogy. Of course, she became very perturbed with me. Angry. Of course, I did not lose my composure because of that. I felt sorry for her. No, my grammar is not proper. I understand that. I hear my mistakes. I have no problem with that. But I do know a singular verb and a plural subject. I do know those kinds of things and will not make that kind of infraction against grammar. Now, I'm saying that to say this. I know the young woman had finished high school, probably taken college courses. But this is how the world has trained your sons and your daughters. Because their minds have not been shaped by the Torah. Their minds are carnal today. And you parents, your minds are carnal. And you teach them to be enemies and combatants of Almighty Yahweh. Can I show you something, wives and mothers? Yahweh tells you to obey and to honor your man in the home. And when you don't do that, you induce one of the most virulent spirits there is. It tells you, husband man, to love her. As Hamashiach loved Zion. Did he give himself? He was willing. Because this brings the strength of Yahweh's constitution into the home. And when a man has no love for the truth of Yahweh, he is not going to be governed by the power of this truth. And so we love things that are full of lies and deceptions and emotional things that caters to our carnal lawlessness ways. We love things like that. We love things that get straight to our lawlessness, and we do the things that are lawless against the Torah. So when a man is carnal-minded, when he is fleshly, make no friends with this world. Do not become their friends. I would always say, if I had children, my son would never be my friend. I'd rather have Deacon Benny or Elder Martin. I'd rather have Brother David as my friend, but not my son. I will show myself friendly. But not friend. Not that. He becomes a young man. He will be a man. And scripture tells you to honor some men. All men. And that's what an Aravat does. He honors the man's son. My friend is in Hamashiach. You can't have a carnal mind and be a friend of Almighty Yahweh. You love the world more than you love His truth. When He tells you what He commands us to do, and you reject that, you're a combatant. You're an antagonistic one. You reject Him. And you tell Almighty Yah, go to hell. I'm saying it that way that it may blossom in our love to understand the impactful thing that we're doing. That it may have that kind of impact. That's what you're saying. You better dismantle your crazy, foolish doctrines of the Baptists, the Pentecostals. That's what got you in the hellish mess you were in, and you're still in that. Well, I don't think Yahweh will do that. Was the flood, was that true? How many of you all in here do not believe in the antediluvian, the age of the floods? Any of you all don't believe that? Okay. Did He destroy them? He's going to destroy His enemies again. He's going to destroy them. That's why he wants us to have this mind of Yeshua, to please him. To please him. Do not become chummy with the world. There are people that trust worldly people more than they trust one another. They have confidence in the world, and they don't even trust those that have the name of Yah. Well, she talks too much. Well, what do you think the one in the world is going to do? That's how ignorant this world is. They lie. Was Shaitan a liar from the beginning? Did he abide in truth? So if one is of the carnal mindset, they cannot live in the truth. And you call that to be your friend? Well, that's my son. He's a hellish thing. Then go the way of Cain. That's my daughter. She's a Jezebel. I said to this preacher, my concern, I have more concern if I had a son that rejected Yahweh and I don't have any natural children. Believe me, my concern is more for this, my young son and brother, than it would be a dog that rejects Yahweh. He brings more joy and tears to my eyes than a vile, adulterous, wicked son that rejects truth. His playing on the kutar causes tears to rise up in my being. To see a young man that has a love that is committed to Almighty Yahweh and such a humbleness and obedience unto Yah and his manservant. That blesses me more than a son that has a PhD, that is one of the 100 richest men in America. I'd rather have a son that is obedient and that loves Yahweh. That a son that is the CEO of a Fortune 500 to hell with a pig like that. Because in order for him to get to that position, he has been a pure dog and a pig. He has lied, he has destroyed, he has cheated, he has stolen, he has committed every kind of vile sin and wickedness there is in order for the God of this world to grant unto him a measure of what he promised HaMashiach. Bow down, worship me, and the kingdoms I give you because I have power to do it. So when a man reaches that pinnacle, a woman, she's been a Jezebel dog, and the man has been that as well. That's the truth. Hallelujah. You understand the school systems are producing retards and anti-messiahs. They hate, yeah, because they think they have a patent on intellectual properties and they are dumb as hell. And so they say to the old father that speaks English in a broken southern dialect, cannot enunciate words or do not even know other parts of speech. So they reduce them down to fools today. And the law of their avat and the commandments of their avat and the law of their ima, it has no value at all today. Because this seduction of bewitching of the mind, this adulterous generation and adulteress, and they have rejected Yah because they have become friends. Don't you know that they will trust 50 Cent or whoever the rappers are? They trust their lyrics. They trust them to buy them more than they trust the truth of their parents. You tell me that's not twisted. Parents today trust some Jezebels instructing them how to love their husbands instead of doing what Scripture says. You wives want to know how to love your husband, you go to Solomon, the Psalms of Solomon. It will show you. It will show you how to love that man. Show you how to entertain him in everything. We want what the world gives us because of our own lust and our own sedition and our wickedness. I would not want a wife if she did not understand the premises of the compassion and the warmth of Yahweh. She did not understand the beauty and the sanctity of marriage and the kindness of that. I would not even want one. Just wait for a while, son. Don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. Yahweh will hold no pleasant, no tough thing from them that walk upright. You better know I'm going to keep you upright because I stay on you. Huh? Yes, sir. Bruises you at times, don't I? Very hard. Can I hit pretty hard? Mean body punches, don't I? They're solid. And I can roll when I began to throw them. Don't you think so? Why? Because that is the hava of Almighty Yah. That His excellence may shine forth. Do not become a friend of the world and seek a wife out of the world. You seek one in Hamashiach. You don't seek a husband, man. Out in the world, they must be in the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And when one finds a wife, he will know. He has a wife. To be naturally minded, near the mind of a black man or white man or a Yardin, an Indian, an Anglord, anyone, is hatred against Yah. We need the mind of Yahshua, brothers and sisters. We need the mind of Yahshua. Let the same willingness, this purpose of Yahweh that we found in Yahshua. And see the rainy mind or the Roberts mind. He cares only about rainy. The Dorfus Miller mind cares about Dorfus and his lineage. The Jermaine Horn's mind cares about the lineage of Jermaine Horn. You understand that the mind of Hamashiach cared about the works and the perfect works of Almighty Yah. That adulterous mindset doesn't care about the things of Yahweh. So it's very easy for you to make friends with the Horns, or the McDowells, or the Millers. It's not a pleasant acquaintance to make friends, the Roberts and the Millers, because the Roberts choose Roberts. I don't care if it was a pedophile, a drunkard, a serpent of hell, they will choose the Roberts. I choose those that keep the word of Yah and those that do His will. To hell with all Roberts, the lineage that I'm from. To hell with that lineage and the culture of the Roberts. Because the culture of the Roberts has produced one thing. Much whoredom, lies, bastardom, illegitimacy, falsehood, killings, and robbers. That's all the culture of the Roberts has produced. Now you in your bourgeois, sanctimonious ways, your lineage has produced the same. Hallelujah. That's all it's produced. Nothing that your lineage has produced that can buy you a cup of water. But I tell you what, the lineage of Yahweh, I can drink from the well. And not only that, I can buy something that is more valuable than anything. I buy the truth, and I will not sell it. Buy the truth. And so I have something to purchase. I have some purchasing power. That's what I have. Not only do I have purchasing power, monies, but I have the wealth. Because health and wealth are the wealth of Yah. I could dig down in the treasure troves, of the pages of the scripture. And it will begin to produce a life that is far beyond what the dollar bills can produce. You cannot, you adulterous and adulteress, be a friend of the world and say you love your wife. You are a combatant. You are an enemy of the works of Almighty Yahweh. Your mind, your will, your love oppose everything He says. That's my mother. My mother is she that hear the word of Yah and does His will. Period. That's my family. That is the behest of Yah. That's it. And no one else. To be naturally minded, to be carnally minded, is an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. To be allured and drawn by the natural things is to be an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. To be taken by natural phenomena, you're an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. To be affectionately given unto the world You're an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. I love everyone. Hypocrite. You can look in this place and there are those that you don't show the fortified love of Yah to. So don't give me that damnable lie. It's one thing about the pure heart of Yahweh. You look at your brothers and sisters, you see evil things. Love doesn't do that. When a man loves his wife, he doesn't look at her and say, I wonder if she committed adultery. When a wife loves her husband, she don't look at him and say, I wonder if he wants someone else. Come on, you hypocrites. And so don't tell me that. That's the lies of paganized Christianity. Hallelujah. That's why you got to understand the love of Almighty Yah. And this is the love of Yah. Not that you love Him, but He loves you. When you understand that, then you will learn how to love. And until you understand that, you will never know what the Ahava. You will have some emotions. Because you love your daughter more than you love me. And that's not what Scripture teaches. Well, would you choose me before you choose Sister Roberts? I'll be honest with you. And judge me. And I'll be truthful. Yes. Because I have enough belief that if Yahweh takes her today, all is well. You may not be as well off. Yes. You see, I ask those questions to my own mind all the time. Sometimes I'm sitting there profusely sweating and smelling like an ox. And I will look at that man person and I will begin to ask questions to him. And they're very wise questions. See, the reason you will choose that one because you know they're not ready is best you do that too. That's a wise move. How can you say that? Did Yahweh choose HaMashiach? Was he ready? Sure he was. We want someone to give us things that cause our lusts to be in an enraging appetite. I will not do that for any of you. Not one of us, because to love the world, to be a friend of the worldly things, it is a mind of enmity against Yahweh. That is why the enemy causes this nation and the people. We are so easily taken by the trickery of man. Can I show you something? I was speaking to Elder Martin, and of course, the store opened up down here. It simply reopened under a new name. I don't know, but they sent me material that they're going to give away a free bag and some trinkets. Of course, they're going to have that trash in there marked up 60%. Forgive me, 900%, 600 to 900%. And so they cause a frenzy in a beguiled mind that is so easy to beguile. They give them a few little trinkets that cost $1 in China to make. And someone literally think they got something. And they will go in there and spin. Although they cannot spin it, they will spin there because they have been bewitched and tricked. And I guarantee you that parking lot was filled with people. Do we ever learn? Do we have the mind of HaMashiach? That's this carnal mentality. It is always desiring things that never produce any substance in them at all. It never produce any kind of power in them at all. You think a sale is really a sale? To me, a sale is when I can buy slacks for the brothers for $7-$8. Now, I don't mind that. But a $40 pair of slacks, that's not a sale. $96, 30% off. That is what the enemy has sold us, a false bill, and we buy it. He has sold us carnal things in our mind, and we actually fight against Almighty Yahweh. It is not going to work, brothers and sisters. Yahweh will always raise up and give us men, Raha, after His love Him, that will feed us in knowledge and understanding. You don't believe that, flee. Flee for the wilderness. Find your little place where you can wait on Him. Do you have integrity? Ask yourself that question. Do you have integrity? Are you the only one that has any form of integrity? It's an ignorant generation because it's a carnal one. It thinks that way. David said, hear this. hear this. I do like reading out of the Apocrypha, because there are certain things in there out of the book of Sirach, especially the book of Wisdom, that are so profound. This is what it says. It says, an enemy will speak sweetly with his or her lips. That's how we speak to Yah. Oh, I love you, Yahweh. I bless you. They will speak sweetly with his or her lips, but in his mind, he will plan to throw you into a pit. An enemy will weep with his eyes. But if he finds an opportunity, his thirst for blood will be insatiable, incapable of satisfying. His desire to do you wrong and sin against you, that's an enemy. And if we have that kind of mindset to say, well, I know that what Scripture says, but I don't believe it that way. There is only one Emunah. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. And there's only one Messiah. Only one. There are not two. There's not a Baptist Messiah, a Methodist or Pentecostal. There's only one. There's only one baptism. And there's only one Emunah. And that Emunah brings alive the power of the living word. You can go to any country, no means no. They may say it a little different, but it's still no. It's a form of a negativity that says you cannot. Yes is a positive form, says proceed. So in every country they have yes and no. That's understandable. Every word that Yahweh speaks, their words of simplicity, we can understand that once we get the righteous mind, we denounce this carnal of mind that fights against him. Tells us, he instructs us, he shows us our families. And you think that your mother and your sons, your husband, your wives are not enemies, you are wrong. To have this carnal lust and desire, they're enemies. I don't care who it is, they're enemies of Almighty Yahweh. When your mind and your conversation is embellished, it is consumed with carnal things, you're an enemy. When that's all your conversation is about, you're an enemy. When the words of Yahweh never ring from your belly like a river of flowing water, you're an enemy. I don't care if you're sitting with your wife or your husband, your children. Everything is around. Everything surrounds him. Everything you do is about him. All your actions are about him. You are full of carnality. You don't have a love of Almighty Yahweh. Well, I knew him before I met you. You knew nothing. You're still in your sins and still are. Cleanse yourself. Cleanse your hands, you filthy sinners, from all your sins. Can I ask you a question? The sins that besieged you yesterday, were they my sins or your sins? They were your sins. Your hatred. Your rebelliousness. This is a generation. I want to tell you something. All you have to hear this. This is a stubborn, hard-headed generation. I was talking to a man the other day. It's amazing because Elder Martin and I were talking about these things. We were just talking about it. And when Elder Martin walked in my house that night, I was talking with someone from Florida, Pensacola, Florida. And he said this to me, I don't like for nobody to tell me nothing. What an ignorant mind. And he works for the state of Pensacola. Don't you know that there are people that tell him things, supervise him? What a stupidity. What an ignorance. You think he rail and rises up against those that instruct him for that job? And yet the people of Yah are so ignorant. It shows you what's in you. You're carnal. You're an enemy of Yahweh, because to when one is pure, everything is pure. When someone even does you wrong, it's still pure. When someone speaks against you, when someone really, it's still pure. To the pure, all things are pure. Because it shows that Yahweh is dealing with that wonder. He is bringing forth the spirit of judgment to show you and to show what things must be eradicated. That's why in all things we must give thanks unto him. To those that are unpure, defiled, and unbelieving, there is nothing right to them. To have this kind of mindset we have is the mind of an enemy. It's the mind of a fool. I'm going to finish this message. I may not finish it today, but I'm going to finish it. David said to Almighty Yah, listen to this. Turn to me. Turn with me to this in Tehillim. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. I want you to turn there. There's no man that understood the sum of sin like David. His failures, his debacles. It is one thing that the mindset of the righteous of Yahweh will reject the enemies of Yah. And to say that you are a friend of Yahweh and you reject a brother or a sister, and you receive an enemy, those that are of the carnal mind, you're an enemy. Now this is what David said. Well, that's my daddy. Your daddy is wicked. Well, that's my son. He's lost. That we did what was righteous. We would turn them over unto Shaitan for the destruction of their flesh, that their being may be saved with their soul. That's my mama. She's wicked. She's doing wickedly. She's not the right. Woe unto us. They call right wrong, and wrong right. Bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. Yahweh says, woe unto you. He's going to rain down his judgment upon you. You say that she's nice. She's good. And yet you say to that one that is of the Imuna, of the house of Yahweh. You despise them. There is no connection there. And yet you got a connection with the world. Don't you know you're carnal and you're an enemy of Almighty Yahweh? Well, that's my son. To hell with your son. He lived like a dog. He's going to die like a dog. This world, their sons and their daughters are dying like dogs. I talked with a man last night. He called me right at the Shabbat began. He said, Pastor Roberts, it is a mess here. The whole situation draws killings and gang killings. I don't even know what to do at times. But a nation and a people, we reject the principles of Torah. The Yahweh always brings death. He unleashes the spirits of darkness. And death has a sting in this nation. Mothers cry all the time. Murders of violent offsprings and mothers of murdered offsprings. They got all kinds of organization. It stops nothing at all. They rather throw block parties for them instead of throwing a Torah, tefillah, prayer, bowing down, repenting, crying out. Telling the little gals, don't dress like that. I was telling Sister Roberts. I was listening to one talk yesterday. And they asked the question, what do you do? Is it proper for women to come into the whorehouse? The woman said this. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. That the young girls come into the whorehouse. They got on these tight jeans that they can hardly move. They call themselves, they got on their belly tops cut out. And they come to the altar and they bow down and say they got their thongs pulled up so high that everybody can see the thongs, the young men. That is abominable. It is filthy. It is adulterous and adulteress. They are enemies of Almighty Yah. She said they got their thongs up. Man, what kind of devilish whorehouse? That's the truth, brother. They're everywhere like that. What they wear to the whorehouse clubs, they wear in these whorehouses. And I'm listening to this before because I am so antiquated when it comes to that. I haven't seen that in my time. And to think that they're getting here, they are before the altar of their idols and their gods. She said they bow down and the thongs, you see the thong here, your string right there, and all this they ram up above their belly. Say they got it all pulled up above here. What an abominable load. I would use my expression. That's a damnable wicked shame. That's a vile dog. And any man that allow a whore like that, any man that allows a Jezebel slut like that, to even come into a place that's supposed to be where the name of Yah is reverence. He is a weak, effeminate, lustful, adulterous, punkish dog. And I tell any of them that. Is that how you dress? No, if you're dressed like a whore, you're going to act like a whore. And they come in there with a thong, the strings, and they pull it up so the boys can see. They're nothing but dogs. They have no sensitivity to emotions. They don't know what love is. They're like beasts of the field. You can take those dogs out there and mate them with another dog. And the offspring of that dog will mate with the mammy. And the offspring of the mammy will mate with the mammy. There's no attachment there. There's no feel there. There's nothing that ties them in one with the other. Nothing at all. You can take a lion or a pack of lioness. If a lioness is a part of that pride, they want to move out. She doesn't want to go. They will kill her and eat her. That's this generation. This generation has become like beasts. You tell me that's not an enemy of Almighty Yah? They're offering to Tammuz, to their fertility deities. That's what they're doing. It's not of Almighty Yah. Dress modest, and not by America's modest standard. We must go back there, Hebraic women, and see how they dress. They were covered. So what he was saying, dress in your moderation, not showing your cleavage. They were, even the woman said, the young women come with their, you can see the titties. She said, they're sexy. Well, what does one dress sexy for? Is that to arouse? To seduce? That's what this whore has done. That's why the titty, the snake, take his jakes. They seduce them all. That's why the pimping penny hen, the pimping hen, he pimps them like hoes. Bring me your money. Come on, the pimp daddy. He's no different than 50 cents a hammer. He says, I'm pimp daddy. Bring me your money. Pimp. Bring the Lord $500. He's going to return it back to you. That's what the pimp says. They're pimp daddies. They're religious, idolatrous pimp daddies. And they're pimping these hoes. Well, if it wasn't for the woman, you wouldn't have a whole house. I believe that. If it wasn't for Hamashiach, because upon him, the assembly was built. And the gates of hell never prevail against that. Not upon a woman or a man. Yeshua. You will not have the assembly without Hamashiach. David says this. I'm going to close with these scriptures. Just want to sum it up, but I got more. There's so much to this. I will not promise, but Yahweh's will, I will finish this. I promise you that, okay? David said this. He says, now your enemies, Yahweh, I hate them, I reject them. I reject them. Well, Hamashiach taught us to love our enemies, and we should, because we're not going to do anything wrong against them. That's what he's saying. That doesn't mean you go and sit down and fellowship with your enemy. It would be contradictory to Scripture. If we're enemies of Yahweh, he's not going to come and have his abode with us. What he said, you just do your enemies right. Just, it's wonderful to know your enemies. In Korea, they had what they call the DMZ. When I was in the military, I thought I was going to Korea. I really did not want to go. But it's called the demilitarized zone. There's a buffer between North and South Korea. And the soldiers literally stand there all day, and they're combatants and enemies, and they see each other. There's in a zone there. And they literally look at each other every day. They see each other. There have been killings. They have killed each other. They say, well, he shot this one, I shot him back. They said this, and we commenced to pounce on them. But they know that they're enemies, so they look at them all day long. They literally talk to each other. They do that. Want some candy? Cigarette? Yeah. But there's a zone. There's a buffer that separates them. So does with the people of Yah in the world. There's a buffer. We will not allow them to trot Hamashiach underfoot to say he's a pagan thing. If you allow that, you are a sicko. You don't love Yahweh. Thank you, my young deacon. David says this. In Tehillim 139, verse 17. He said, how precious are your thoughts to me. I want you all to look at the scripture. How precious are your thoughts to me, O Yahweh. How great is the sum of them. Can you measure the thoughts of Yahweh and sum them in some value? They're greater than you can ever realize. They're of great value. They're more valuable than a daughter, a husband, a wife. How great are his thoughts toward me? that some of them are great. There's no value to them. And the reason we don't understand that is because we have such a carnal mind. We're so against Him. Because He corrects our every way. He chastises us. He reproves us. And we don't like that. Children think that parents are mean when they correct them, don't they? Who ever thought that? You been a child of a parent. You ever thought that? Oh, I know I did. We despise any kind of correction. Sisters hate when other sisters tell them or remind them, don't they? Brothers despise that. You tell me wives love for husbands to tell them what's right or what to do? Or wives say to the husband, or she says to the husband, when are you going to do that? You said you were going to do it 2 months ago and you haven't. You think he likes that? You're over quiet, aren't you? And the reason why, because when a man is guilty, he doesn't say much. Because he doesn't want to add more to his plight. So it's best to be quiet. He said, the sum of your faults are greater than anything that I could ever have. But the world tells you that the sum of the world, the frivolity of the world, it has great value. It has no value at all. None. None. I don't care what you prosper, what you gain, I don't care what you amass, it will have no value at the day of judgment. It cannot speak for you. The only things you've done in this earthly tabernacle will speak for you. I don't care how old, how young, has no value to you. I don't care how you weep or cry, no whatsoever. Well, he is a Abba of Ahava of love. I know he is. That's why he set the ultimate price. Don't reject HaMashiach. You reject that, you reject him. He shows you the greatest extent of his love. There's no greater love than he could have shown you. Then he said the power of his bosom, of his very love, that you have ostracized and it brought the shame, spat upon it. And we all have done that. You trade that for Jezebel, daughter's son. Trade it for your wicked mammy, your grandpappy. I say it that way. I say it to be impactful. I don't like the way you talk. You listen to the world talk. If you go out there in the world, I tell you what, they'll talk to you the way they want to. And they don't think you're that tough. You're depending on their job. Well, nobody's going to talk to me and say, look, boy, I tell you what. Don't get smart mouth with me. Well, I won't let nobody talk to me that way. Yeah, you will. You're just a lying hypocrite. You're not that bold. Yeah, the rent man tells you I want my payment. I want that insurance. Well, I don't want to pay it. I tell you what, then you're going to jail. You drive without your insurance. That's what they tell you. And Yahweh tells us to obey Him, submit to Him, to love Him. And we don't obey that, but yet the world, we're so intimidated by the world, we obey the world. Don't you know there's something wrong? I will not break the truth of Yahweh for anyone. If I have a scintilla of that knowledge, I will hold fast to that. And Yahweh will send someone to explain that thing to me in greater detail. He will. He says in verse 18, he said, if I should count them, they are more than the number of the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. He says, there surely is no doubt you will slay the wicked. You will destroy the wicked. Now look what he says. Oh Yahweh, depart from me therefore, you bloody or you damn men. Now that's how you enunciate that word, bloody in the Hebrew Aramaic tongue. You damn men. Depart from me, you damn men. You're already damned. Depart from me, you bloody, you damn, D-A-W-N, you damn men. Depart from me. Now that's what he said. He said, you bloody men, you damn, depart from me. Yahweh will surely destroy the wicked. Show me where the enemies of Almighty Yahweh, He never separated the righteous. Did He not separate Lot out of Gomorrah and Sodom? Did His wife turn back and became a pillar of emptiness and salt? He always done that. Did He not separate Noah and his sons, 8 people? Did He bring them out? You can't be a friend of the world and love Yahweh. You cannot. You can't love the world. You're an enemy. You're a combatant. You are as America as the government calls Al-Qaeda, the combatant enemies. That's what you are. Of course, Al-Qaeda call America a combatant terrorist too. I tell you, those folks there in Iraq call them terrorists. When the bombs began to drop, baby, as they say, folks began to duck and to run, and they began to hide. If you tell me that was not an act of terrorism, you tell me the bomb began to drop around here, what are you going to do? You break in for the doors. You're in trouble then. It's almost best as you get under that bench right there. Sure it is. The bomb began to drop. I think I'm going to take my chance. I'm going to jump right under here. Boom. If you go out there, then woe unto you. So when the bombs began to drop, they began to run. As that story listened to, when the woman says how, she says, when the bullets began to fly, baby, they all, everybody ran. Paraphrasing it. So when the bombs began to drop, everybody was thinking about their own themselves. And if you tell me that was not the most wicked act of terrorism or a false assumption, a man that had nothing and the weapons he had was from this nation. They brought Mr. I recall this as a young man. I recall Al-Qaeda there in Afghanistan. I recall Mr. Osama bin Laden then. I recall them saying the Russian boys were tough, but we still had them. They fought for 17 years almost there in Afghanistan. I remember when they went into that nation, they said the Russian boys were tough, but they said that the American boys, they don't have what the Russian boys got. They raised that man to power. They brought him to power. They raised up the Shah of Iran in Iran. And when Mr. Ayatollah stepped off U.S. France that day, I remember looking at it on the television. He stepped off this white bearded man with the turban and this white robe, and he declared that I am the Ayatollah. I am God, or the Lord's with you. And the Shah of Iran had to flee into the sea. And that is where he died. America raised him up. They brought him to power. The Saud family, that Saudi Arabia is based upon, they raised him up. This is a dog nation. She's a hoe. She raised up the Saud family. And you got about 5,000 or 6,000 people. And they all are the Sauds. The Saud family, 1948. And they own all the wealth. So she has been the lifter of these terrorists, because she is a terrorist. Birds of the same feather flock together. We have goats and sheep. Same family they are, right? But goats hang with goats. They're the same family. Sheep with sheep. The sheep do not intermingle with the goats. They don't fellowship with them. They don't go among them. Sheep here, goats there. That's why he's going to separate the goat from the sheep. David says, you're going to slay the wicked. So you depart from me, you damned, you bloody men. Verse 20. For they speak against you wickedly. And your enemies, this is an enemy of Yahweh, your enemies take your name in vain. Is that the truth? What a man says, I don't believe it's that name, he's an enemy of Yah. He says, your enemies, they take your name, they say it's worthless, and these whole houses today, they will not preach the mizvah of Yah. They will not preach the third and the fourth mizvah. He said, your enemies say your name is in vain. It has no value. It has no purpose at all. And they damn the name of Yahweh. They curse it. They spit on it. Yahweh said they're his enemies. And for you to be a friend of that, you are attached to that. A friend is where someone is attached to one. Come on, that's why husbands and wives should be friends. I will not want a wife if she is not my friend. I want my wife to be my friend. I like her being my friend. I like her friendship. I like being in the midst of her friendship. Well, are we the wife of Almighty Yahweh? The same sentiments that we share should be the same thing. I want my wife to enjoy my friendship. I want her to be my friend. I want to show myself friendly to her. I'm attached to her. and to be attached to this carnal wicked world that is an enemy of Yahweh. You are an enemy of Almighty Yah. They are wicked devices in your mind. Thank you. Truth. Verse 21. He says, do I not hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you? See, when one hates Yahweh, this is what will produce out of you. Listen to this last part. And am I not grieved with those that rise up against you? Are you not grieved with those that assault Yahweh? Come on, brothers and sisters. Your jobs do it. That's why I believe that Yahweh never intended for us to be indentured. Not believe, I know. He never intended for us to hit a clock from 9 to 5. I don't care if it pays us $10,000 a week. He never intended for that. He never intended for us to be separated from one another. He never. No more than a husband being separated from his wife, a wife separated from her husband, man. It shouldn't be that way. I recall when I got out of the military, I joined the National Guard. I had been married about 3 years financially. We were kind of struggling and I needed the finances. It wasn't much money, but it helped. I was in school, National Guard. And then they said to me, every year you have to go away for 2 weeks. Man, I didn't want to do that. And that was such a romance. That was such a friendship and attachment with my wife. I didn't want to leave her. I didn't want to have that separation. I didn't want that. When I left that Sunday, about Monday night or Tuesday, I was back home. I found me a way to get home. Sure. And so if we have been separated from Almighty Yahweh, we will find what it takes to get back to Him. We understand that HaMashiach is the reconciliation. And He brings us back. He said, I hate them. With the fullness of hatred, I shall know them. With perfect fullness of hatred, I count them my enemies. Then he says to Yahweh, this is what he says. He says, Haka, search. Examine me thoroughly, O Yahweh. Know my love and try me. And know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And if you find that, then lead me in the way of everlasting. Search me, see if there's anything wicked in me. He says to us, Shaul says that we were at one time alienated from Almighty Yahweh through the wicked works of our own mind. I started with that. I'm going to close with this one. David says, search me, examine me, hakah, examine me thoroughly and see if there's any wicked thing in my mind. Because if there's something wicked in my mind, I'm alienated from Almighty Yah, and I'm an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. He was not an enemy. It's amazing that folks love the 23rd Psalm, don't they? What about the 139th Psalm? The enemies of Yahweh, they take His name in vain. It is almost like soldiers fighting and don't even know why they're fighting. Can you tell me why this nation went to Vietnam? Do you know who had authority in Vietnam before we went there? For 30, 40 years. Come on, it was the French. They could not subdue it. Why did we go there? My natural brother would tell me, and I'm quite sure if Evangelist Horn was alive, he would tell you the same. He would say, some of the people would look at them and say, why are you over here fighting? Tell me. Why are you fighting us? Why? Why are you fighting us? What have we done to you? Why? It's almost been an enemy of someone, don't even know why you're his enemy. It's a mind control thing. They make you an enemy of someone, and you don't even know why you're an enemy. You fight against someone, you don't even know why you're fighting against him. Why am I fighting against him? And so there were young men there in Vietnam, they didn't even know why they were there. Getting killed and not even understanding why they were getting killed. Why was this nation there anyway? He said, I hate my enemies with the fullness of hatred. They're not my socialites. I will not socialize with them. I hate them with everything you have put in me. I hate them with a robust hatred. I hate them. Why don't we Yahweh hate two twins yet unborn? He loved Yaakov and Esau, he hated him. He sold his birthright. He knew it from the beginning what he was going to do. What is man that he presents himself to man? And don't try to equate Yahweh with some kind of a some kind of religious doctrine we have learned. You must empty yourself of that. I had a woman to call me the other day, and she said, Pastor Robert, I simply must empty myself of the doctrines and things that I've learned in the apostolic way. I say, all of it. Every drop of it. Cleanse yourself of it. That's what you do. When you go into a new house, you still clean? Sure you do. You may buy a house and you may paint the walls, and even though it's painted. Some of you all have moved in places around here and you paint the walls and everything. Do it over. Although the walls are painted and everything. You've done that. Sure you have. So he must cleanse the house and purge it. Can I tell you how he does it in this closing? You want to be purged. Receive the mercies of Yahweh today. You want to be cleansed. Receive his truth. What have you spoken? I've spoken unto you the truth. 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 You cannot be a friend of the world and have friendship with worldly things and love Yahweh. It's not going to work. It isn't. Period. It won't work. To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Almighty. Well, Pastor Roberts, my daughter's having trouble. I know. The wicked are going to always have trouble. They're going to always have trouble. Well, my son, he's a wicked thing. You can't reconcile your daughter, your son, anyone. Yahweh has to do it. If that is his seed, you give them up. Let them, if they have to turn into hell, if Yahweh intends to save them, he'll save them. You're not going to save them with all your tears, your corrupt ways, your strengthening them in their wickedness. I will never strengthen. If I had a daughter, and I would love to have a daughter. I love sons, but I would love to have a daughter. I would. I would like to have a daughter. Yeah, let them have a daughter. Well, Brother Jermaine with Lucerie out here. He brings over there and says, I know you want to see us. Yeah, boy. As Jean Valjean said, Cosette, I was about to die, but you made me alive. I like her little happy spirit. And of course she laughs and she smiles. Well, what about my baby? It has nothing to do with that. He's just right there. That's all. And of course she's there all the time. So he walks in one night and said, I know you want to see. I said, yeah, let me have her for a little bit. And of course she looks at daddy. She looks at Pastor Robertson. And she looks at daddy. And of course I wanted to laugh. A little laughter. Such a jovial little young'un. I like that about her. I really do. Hallelujah. And that's just the truth. I have Brother Haran up here. It's amazing because he has a wonderful voice. He can sing. He really can sing. I like the way he sings. But he prays with me. And he hardly ever prays for me. Every now and then he may say, Yahweh bless Poppy. Bless Sister Stacy. Bless Brother Sean. Look at him. But there are those that he constantly pray for. He said, Yahweh bless Brother Randy. I don't know what Randy's done for him, but he loved Brother Randy. He said, Yahweh bless Sister Rivanda. Touch Sister Rivanda. Bless Sister, what's the youngest name? Sherry. Bless Brother Josiah. He got those that he literally prays for all the time. Brother Randy, Sister Rivanda. He prayed for them. He don't pray for mommy. That's how he prays. Prays for the little children. Prays with us. And sometimes he'll look out. And whoever he sees, bless Brother Dolphus and bless Brother Jermaine. Watch over them. You see, children can be taught things that are very valuable. They can be taught that. Why do you teach them? Well, pray after me. And then just repeat the words. They can be taught the valuable essence of Almighty Yahweh. And he prays all the time like that. I don't know what Sister Rivanda has done for him. Maybe she baked him a little cake one time or some cookies. But he sure prays for her. Bless Sister Rivanda. I guess he likes the name or what. Whatever it is. He calls that name out all the time. Of course, Omega and Hannah always praying as to who's doing wrong and who's not doing right. Help not to be hard-headed, stubborn. Of course, she does always pray a little joy. Yahweh, I pray that the sisters will not be lazy and clean their houses and make sure everything is clean. That is not the spirit of a virtuous woman. I say, what in the world? Okay. But that's how she prays. She's not a virtuous woman. Virtuous woman should have her house clean and watch in her house and mind her business. And what in the world? Maybe she's heard something. How old are you? You a woman? You a woman? Okay. Virtuous woman. Let us stay with Almighty Yah. May Yah bless you. You that are listening today, we do bless you all. And we thank Yahweh for you. May He strengthen you all. And may He bless you all. May He cause your heart to rise and to shine. And may the word of Almighty Yahweh be a strength to you. We will be gathering here tonight for our service here for Rosh Hashanah. I will speak and Brother Allen will come and give us, as he does on the feast days, a summary. I want to make it interesting, very appealing to the ear, to the love. Hallelujah. See, the wicked, they flatter with their lips. I'm not a wicked man, so I don't flatter. He tells you the truth. But truth rejuvenates one. Truth helps one. Don't let nobody trick you. I don't care what it is. Even if it's offensive to you. Even if it hurts your emotion. Truth always helps. I don't care what it is, brothers and sisters. I don't care what it is. Can I tell you something? Now don't get so easily offended. A man like me. Now, first of all, I know, brothers and sisters, I say this with all honesty. I need to lose weight. I'm too big. You understand? Well, I will never move beyond this place unless I deal with the truth of the fact that I need to do that. I can sweep it under the rug all day, but I got to deal with that. The old man right there, the other day, he reminded me. I said, man, go on, leave me alone, please. But you still got to deal with the truth. You got to deal with the truth. I don't care what thing you deal with, you got to deal with the essence of it. If you don't deal with that, you will never overcome it. And we are people don't like to deal with that. We don't like to deal with the truth of our nature, who we are. Well, if you're wrong, you're wrong. May Yahweh bless you all. Yahweh strengthen you in your heart. He said in the direction that He intended from the beginning to be sent. Come on, Brother Patrick. We'll have service tonight at 7. I speak as we begin the Rosh Hashanah. Time of soul searching and judging. Time of identifying things in you. This is Shabbaton of Yah. And He says there should be no servile labor in it. He said if the one that does so on that time shall be put to death. And because we disobey His Shabbatons, then we die spiritually. If they don't become real to us. As we understand, as we grow in the knowledge of His truth, we obey it forthright. Brothers and sisters, you just cannot just disobey Almighty Yah. You can't. Not even for a job. I say this to any of you. And I remember about 16 years ago when we began to keep the Shabbat. Because the letters we wrote and sent to the job, I told the sisters and brothers exactly what to say. There were others who were made free, even in the Seventh-day Adventists and all, whereby they were able to get the Shabbat off. Elder Martin has lost jobs because he will not defy the Shabbaton of Yah. Something is wrong with us if we defy, for Yahweh speaks to us for our strength. You don't love Him. You have a facade. A false love, but it's not the true love of Almighty Yahweh. It's not. Evangelist Horn will tell us all the time, it's a facade. It's just something, a facade is just something you put out there. It's not a part of the building, it's just a front. If you do a brick front out here, you just attach it to the building, but it's not built into the building. It wouldn't take much to knock it down. Since you integrate that into the building, it becomes strong as a part of the building. It's just as a front. It looks like it's nice, but it's not nice. It's not right. It's false. That's what it is. So we must be real. May Yah bless you. You that are listening, shalom. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to sing this. Come on, Brother Patrick.
So let there be love shed among us. Your heart.
deseas cosas de Yahweh, tu orai, give us a friend's understanding, a brotherly love that is real, so let happy love share it among us, let there be love.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hand and sing that.
So let there be love shared among us.
We bless you, Brother James, here in Mount Vernon, New York. Bless you. We thank you for your kindness, your gifts. We bless you as well, Brother Mike and Sister Michael. My friend, Brother Alex, we do anticipate your coming for Sukkot. Bless you all. Be encouraged. Thank you so kindly. Brother Jerry in Dallas, Texas, Sister Maria, shalom to you. We bless you, Brother Nathan, you with all those that are gathered. May Yah bless you all and strengthen you. May the word today be a tremendous strength to you and cause your heart to be filled with fatness.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes.
So let there be a hava shared among them. Let there be a hava in our life. Be now your hava, sweet as thou. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that it is real. So let there be a heart shared among us. Let there be a heart.
Come on, one more time.
So let there be love shared among us.
Bless you all. I do look forward to meeting you all in the Houston gathering on the 28th of September, Thursday, Friday, in the Shabbat. The word of Yah shall go forth. You be with us. Check out the website. You will see the date, the itinerary. Bless you, Brother Nathan. Thanks for all things.
Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be a hava shared among us. Let there be our love.
For we delight in you today, Abba. We thank you for all things. We pray that you will strengthen us all this day. Help us all. Guide everyone this hour. Keep our minds and our heart upon you. We love you this Shabbat and we bless you. Give us all rest this evening as we gather here this evening for the Shabbaton of your tremendous feast day, Rosh Hashanah, and ending with Yom Kippur. We bless you, we thank you in all things. The people of Yah cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.